This is episode 1601. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I hope you're enjoying our series this week, where we're focusing on the theme of releasing bad habits. In today's episode, you're going to be guided using a breathing technique. Breathing techniques are one of the most powerful ways to instantly calm your mind and body. And I'll also share some insight to help you release your bad habit. And I encourage you this week to focus on maybe one bad habit you would like to start chipping away at, and take small steps daily to work towards releasing this particular bad habit. And I did a little research on how to get rid of bad habits. The research mentioned again and again how triggers were usually the cause of a bad habit. Usually the most effective triggers, whether supporting you or working towards your detriment in the case of a bad habit, were emotional triggers. So you might think about the emotions surrounding your bad habit. For example, maybe your bad habit is reaching for food when you feel stressed, or becoming angry, lashing out at others when you feel stressed. And so you want to replace, let's say, your food grabbing habit with a habit that supports your health. You want to exercise and work out more when you are stressed. So you want to replace reaching for food with exercising and fitness. So the next time you feel stressed, you think about, maybe I'll walk around the block, or maybe I'll watch a YouTube video that's doing some kind of 10-minute fitness that I could follow easily. Or maybe you know of some exercises that you could just start doing right away. And that can help you. But if you take it a step further and become even more emotionally involved in your new goal, your new habit, you might think about, if you're running, for example, well, I'm going to be running around the block now instead of reaching for food, so I'd like to sign up for a fun run or maybe a 5K. And so you invite a friend to train with you, or you even train on your own. And so the next time you feel stressed reaching for food, you remember, oh yeah, I'm going to start walking around the block, and pretty soon I'll be running around the block. And I need to do that anyways, because I joined that fun run, and I'm also going to be meeting a friend later. And so I really need to get on this. So you become more engaged. Maybe you order some new fitness clothing that gets you even more excited. Or you join in with a group of friends who also are runners, or whatever it might be for you. The more you can layer your good habit with emotions, the more likely it is to stick. Think about how you got the bad habit to stick. You spent a lot of time. It didn't just happen overnight. It was something that was reinforced again and again in many different ways. So do the same when you create a good habit. You will find this is very effective. And if you can build in accountability, that can especially be helpful, where somebody checks in with you or you check in with someone. It could even be a coach or a good friend, someone that cares about you and wants to see you succeed. So this is your special challenge for this week. Make progress by taking small steps towards a good habit to replace your bad habit you want to release. So as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, and I'll guide you through a round of the breathing technique, let me tell you a little about the breathing technique. It's very simple to do. You're going to inhale and exhale through your nose to the count of five. If this is a little difficult for you, maybe decrease the count to three. If you ever feel dizzy or lightheaded doing a breathing technique or meditating, just resume your normal breath. Well, with this breathing technique, the pause between the inhale and exhale, I encourage you to hold it to the count of 10. This might be a lot for you, so do what you can. You might cut back on how long you hold it for, but work up to, over time, the count of 10 if you can. This will be a very calming, soothing breathing technique. In fact, you will find the magic in a breathing technique is in the pause between the inhale and exhale. So settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. I'll guide you through the technique, and then you can take it from there. If you would like a full half-hour guided meditation, you may already know about our Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 14 days free, absolutely free, and it's access to the entire app for 14 days. And we also offer herbal teas. We're getting ready to send out our November herbal tea box. So if you're interested in receiving and trying out the herbs, four new herbs each month, you can go to Sip and Om, my website, and find out how to order the November tea box. So with your spine straight, begin to relax your mind and your body. Your eyes are closed and gently uplifted. Notice the natural flow of your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Now, inhale to the count of five or to a breath that works well for you. One, two, three, four, five. Hold for 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exhale for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Very nice. Continue this breath, allowing your mind and body to relax, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.